This is Lance Lichter for AA Today. Carbon monoxide exposure and neuroapoptosis. Why are animal studies not easily translatable to humans? Specifically for neuroapoptosis, why is the relationship between anesthesia exposure and neuroapoptosis so clear in animals, but the same is not true for humans? It was recently shown in this journal that carbon monoxide is detected in the breathing circuit of infants and children, particularly during low-flow anesthesia. Carbon monoxide is anti-apoptotic. Could it be protective? The authors come from the Division of Anesthesiology and Pain Medicine, Children's National Medical Center, the George Washington University School of Medicine and Health Sciences, Washington, D.C. They sought to determine whether carbon monoxide would limit neuroapoptosis after seven-day-old mouse pups were exposed to isoflurane. The findings of their study, subclinical carbon monoxide limits apoptosis in the developing brain after isoflurane exposure, will appear in an upcoming issue of Anesthesia and Analgesia. On postnatal day 7, 94 male CD1 mouse pups were exposed to either 0 parts per million carbon monoxide in air, 5 parts per million carbon monoxide in air, or 100 parts per million carbon monoxide in air, with and without isoflurane 2% for 1 hour. Carboxyhemoglobin levels increased significantly in those exposed to 100 parts per million carbon monoxide without isoflurane, and almost significantly in animals exposed to 100 parts per million with isoflurane. Of note was that carboxyhemoglobin levels in the animals approximated the same levels in humans exposed to carbon monoxide for a similar length of time, mean of 3.27% carboxyhemoglobin in humans after 1 hour exposure to 100 parts per million carbon monoxide, were below levels that would result in tissue hypoxia, 70% carboxyhemoglobin, and were less than values known to generate signs and symptoms in humans, 10% carboxyhemoglobin. Cytochrome C release and cytochrome C peroxidase activity initiate the mitochondrial apoptosis pathway. Both increased in a concentration-dependent manner with exposure to isoflurane. Carbon monoxide substantially reduced the isoflurane-induced increase in cytochrome C release and cytochrome C peroxidase activity in forebrain mitochondria, reducing the number of activated caspase-3 positive apoptotic cells. Carbon monoxide was associated with a decrease in neuroapoptosis in every brain region compared to animals who received isoflurane but no carbon monoxide. The anti-apoptotic effect increased with increasing concentration of carbon monoxide. This study did not show that carbon monoxide can treat neuroapoptosis, yet carbon monoxide exposure may be one reason why animal work does not quite match what is happening in humans. The neuroapoptosis story continues to unfold. This is Lance Lichter.